once again for another edition of Speaking of Schools. The podcast coming from South Carolina's Department of Education. I'm Doug Keel, your host for these weekly podcasts, thanking you for being with us. And today, a conversation with one of the premier educators in South Carolina, a gentleman who has done so much for education in the Palmetto State. He is Dr. Murray Brockman. And this might be the last time we'll have a chance to talk with him because he's going to be retiring. He'll give us news today on the podcast about his successor at the Governor's School and much, much more information about the Governor's School and the tremendous opportunities that are there for students in South Carolina at this public high school. We hope you can stay with us. I'm sure that you'll enjoy Dr. Brockman's comments. And if you don't know very much about South Carolina's Governor's School for Science and Mathematics, you will at the end of this 20 or so minutes of conversation with Dr. Brockman. So stay with us. We are Speaking of Schools. Time to check in once again with the folks in Hartsville at South Carolina's Governor's School for Science and Mathematics. We do that each year about this time, and we want to talk with them and find out about what's going on there. And I think we're going to find out a lot is going on there, as always. Dr. Murray Brockman is the president. He always is very gracious in consenting to join us on Speaking of Schools, and he's back with us today. Dr. Brockman, how are you?
I'm fine, Doug. How are you?
Great. Doing well. Thank you very much. And before we get started and talking about the Governor's School, I think there was a huge announcement a few days ago that affects the future of the Governor's School.
It does indeed. And I'm really pleased with the announcement I'm about to make. GSSM will be welcoming our next president, Dr. Hector E. Flores. As I retire, I think I mentioned to you last year that I intended to retire, and Dr. Flores has agreed to join us as our next president. He is an extremely accomplished administrator and educator. He is currently the Dean of Graduate Studies at the Rochester Institute of Technology. His master's and PhD are in biology from Yale. He is a native of Lima, Peru, and he earned his bachelor's degree there at the Universidad Nacional Mayor de San Marcos. He has been at Rochester since 2011. Before that, was professor and dean at Texas State University, professor and dean at Arkansas State, professor at Penn State. He has authored many scientific papers. He's overseen many grants. He's guided many students, both graduate and undergraduate. He is just a very strong and accomplished scholar and administrator. But more than that, he's just a very personable fellow. We enjoyed thoroughly meeting him here at the Governor's School, and we are looking forward to welcoming him back. He won't be able to join us. He still has significant duties at RIT, so he won't be able to join us until mid-April next spring. So I will soldier on and try to keep things, keep the lights burning and the seat warm until he arrives. And we are just so excited to be opening the next chapter at GSSM, though.
Well, that is certainly, you have done a nationwide search. You could even go worldwide with that, I guess. And a very impressive gentleman that will be filling those shoes, which that won't be easy to do. Murray Brockman has been there for so many years and has led the Governor's School for Science and Mathematics to where it is today. And I think one of the things that I want to talk about where it is today, I didn't realize, Murray, that you were one of only 12 specialized residential high schools in the nation.
That's true, Doug, and we're proud of that. We're a public school, but residential, and that makes all the difference. Having the students here forming their own community of scholars is an integral part of what we do. Now, we are, and I'll tell you more about it later, we are embarking on a brand new Engineering Accelerate program. Actually, we're in a pilot phase, our third year. And in that program, students can actually remain at their home high school and take college-level courses with us over the Internet. But I'll talk more about that later. You're quite right. There are only 12. South Carolina leads the way on this. And it's delightful that they do so because these students are so very special. But you said one thing that I have to correct. You seemed to give me credit for the magnificent institution we have here, and that really isn't true. I have an enormously talented staff and an incredible faculty, and they, plus the students, get all the credit.
Well, I've always heard it's not the school, it's the principal of the thing. And so I guess if you are in the principal's shoes there, I think you certainly have done a wonderful job. And, you, of course, I would know that you would be not be the person who would want to take credit for it. And probably rightfully so. You've got a board there, an excellent board.
Yes.
With 80% of your faculty with PhDs, it's no wonder that children and students at South Carolina's Governor's School of Science and Math have succeeded in the fashion that they have. With being only one of 12 in the country, my guess would be also that some of the other 11 have looked to you as a blueprint for what is successful in this arena.
Yes, they have, and we have looked to them as well. This is not an easy thing to do, to take these extraordinary young people and keep them challenged, to recognize them as individuals, and to lead them in, really, it's a unique direction for every student here. And so it takes a lot of thought, it takes a lot of creativity, and we really look to our sister schools just like they look to us. We were the third one in the nation established. We leaned heavily on the experience in Illinois and North Carolina, and since then others have leaned on us as well as them, and we continue to share information on a regular basis.
Well, that's great, and just the way that it should be. Murray, of course, you are now looking at your next class of students that will be coming in the fall of next year, and as usual, I have missed the opportunity to get you on before all of your Smart Talk sessions have occurred around the state, but there's still plenty of opportunities for students to learn more about the Governor's School with on-site visits and the mentoring program. I don't know if it was the mentoring program, but the shadowing program that you
shadowing
have.
Program.
Yeah, is that something that's new? I hadn't heard of that before.
Yes, it is new. We've done it in the past, but we decided to make it much more formal. Just call the Governor's School, ask for the Director of Admissions, and say, I'd like to shadow someone. And we'll put you with a student who shares your interests, and you can go with that student for a day's classes, sit in with him or her. And I think that's just a grand way to get to know about the Governor's. We haven't missed all the preview days yet either, though. There will be one preview day here on campus on November 7th, another on December 5th, and a third on January 18th. So, by all means, go on the website, www.scgssm.org. Check out the preview days. Sign up for one. You and your family come and check us out and get all your questions answered.
Well, those dates, again, are at that website, scgssm.org. An excellent website. I would imagine that with the emphasis there on science, technology, engineering, mathematics, it's hard to keep the students' hands off of your website sometime. I imagine they are probably some of the best contributors to this excellent website.
They are, and they are our severest critics. If it's not both leading edge and technically perfect, we're in real trouble.
Well, we saw on the website where once again you led the state with your ACT and SAT scores, but we also saw numerous students that have been selected as various scholars, and I know you want to talk about that because that's really a source of pride.
It is. The students have opportunities to go many, many places, and we encourage them to look toward their entire career as they plan their undergraduate education. They need to get out of undergraduate school as close to debt-free as possible. So we encourage them to seek a truly outstanding education and to find the best mix of scholarships that they can find to get them through that experience with, number one, a fantastic education, number two, great opportunities for the future beyond college, and number three, let's get out of debt. And we are delighted to be very strong partners with the colleges in state, Clemson, the University of South Carolina, College of Charleston, Furman, many others. And it's just a great pleasure to go around the state to our university partners and greet our alumni on those campuses.
Well, I know of 18 students that are on your campus that have been named National Merit Semifinalists who have a head start on the very thing that you were just talking about.
They do indeed. These young people are truly exceptional, and it's not just their academics. We had a 5K race in support of mental health last Saturday. It was entirely organized by one of our seniors, a young lady named Kylie Fletcher. Kylie got all of her classmates together, and they led the entire effort. I showed up and walked. I didn't run. But they did everything. And they raised money for mental health. They showed their poise and maturity. All of the folks who came from many places around and raced, because it was a formal, you know, fully timed race, the students made an incredible impression on everyone that raced with them. It's not just their intelligence. It's their poise, their maturity, their ability to relate to people from all walks of life. Is just an incredible, gratifying thing that they have.
Well, I'm sure it certainly is. We have so much to talk about and so little time here as we visit with Dr. Murray Brockman, the president of South Carolina's Governor's School for Science and Math. Murray, talk with us a little about the outreach program that is there and also what's in store for students across the across South Carolina with camps.
Okay. I again urge you to go to the website because we have a large variety of camps now, and they're offered all over the state. Our summer outreach programs have more than tripled in size, Doug, in the last 2 years under the dynamic leadership of Kim Bowman and Randy LaCrosse. They have just exploded. We focus a lot on computers. We focus as well on sort of the what I'd call the standard science, chemistry, physics, biology, especially biology. We just have a plethora of offerings. There's probably one near you. I would certainly encourage you to take the opportunity to come to Hartsville and be in our residential camp here. Because that gives you the full experience of the community of scholars here. And again, the list of topics, the list of very talented instructors, too numerous to go through. Please check the website.
And that website, once again, scgssm.org. And we might add that while the Governor's School itself caters to 11th and 12th grade students, and of course a public high school for students in South Carolina, these camps and outreach programs that are in the summer and throughout the year go down into the 7th and 8th grade middle school students have a lot of opportunities with those as well.
That's right. And for all of our offerings, scholarships are available. And we work very hard to raise private funds so that if the student is deserving and interested and passionate about math and science, we can find a way to get them into these programs, even if affording it is a problem. And I might mention that the residential program is a public school, and so it is without tuition or fees. We do ask the parents to contribute to the meals that the student eats, but even if the meals, if the parent can't afford that, we will provide a scholarship for that as well. We are absolutely committed that no student will ever lose the opportunity to become a great scientist or mathematician because they can't afford anything here. And our Board of Trustees is firmly committed to that and has been for years.
Murray, you mentioned at the top of the program as we were talking about the exciting things that are happening at the Governor's School. You mentioned the Accelerate program, South Carolina's
yes.
engineering launch pad. I know you want to spend some time on that because that really is it's a great thing. It's part of your virtual opportunities there at the Governor's School, and virtual education has certainly
yes.
taken off with just the light years speed. So give us a little bit of information about Accelerate.
Delighted to do it, Doug. It is a challenging program. You know, I mentioned at the outset of this program that the community of scholars of these young people form here at GSSM is crucial for their success. They support one another. They learn from each other. So when we began thinking about a virtual engineering program, we said we have to find a way to recreate that community of scholars virtually all over the state. So we have dedicated ourselves to that. We're in our third year of a pilot. It has doubled in size each year. It will probably double again next year. We have students now from all over the state. We deliberately selected a wide range of high schools and demographics and all of those things. And it is an outstanding success. We bring the students together virtually from all over the state. We also bring them to campus in Hartsville so that they learn to work together as a team. We set out to provide rigorous engineering coursework to sophomores, juniors, and seniors in high school all over the state. We set out to do it in a way that the colleges could accept the credits they earn as college-level credits in an accredited engineering program. This is just the most amazing thing. The hardest years in engineering in college are the first years, and we knew that. So we said, let's give the kids an opportunity to ramp up to that, to begin with us with pre-calculus, and at the end of their senior year, they will have finished multivariate calculus at a college pace and a college level, so that when they enter university, they'll be ready to take sophomore-level engineering courses on day one. That's our goal, and we expect to graduate our first class next spring, and it has just been an exciting event all the way through. The students have proven to be, in every way, very similar to our students in the residential program. Challenge these young people there and provide them the leadership and support. There's just no limit to what they can do. And it has been inspiring. There's no truth to the rumor that the work was so hard, that's why I'm retiring. But we have learned a tremendous amount, and we are now working with Molly Spearman at the State Department to expand what we know to other virtual offerings all over the state through the Department of Education. Exciting times at the Governor's School.
Indeed, and hard to imagine that up to 43 college credits can be earned by the end of the 12th grade by these students all across South Carolina. Just
yes.
really phenomenal.
There's information sessions going on in a city near your listeners. Please, again, check the website. Be sure to distinguish as you're in the website whether you're looking at Accelerate or Residential. People do sometimes get confused. Shoot, sometimes I get confused. But we are looking. Be sure you're looking at the Accelerate program. Go to an information session near you. We don't offer it everywhere in the state yet, but I hope it's near each one of your listeners.
Well, and that's the virtual tag, the virtual button there on your home website there at the Governor School SCGSSM.org. Quickly, how much money last year in scholarships did your students come out with?
Oh, gosh, I don't have this. We've grown so much. We are now up in enrollment over 240%, which is a wonderful thing. So what I have, the number I have in mind is the average scholarship offer per student last year. It was over $150,000. Now, I always have to say those are offers. You can't accept every scholarship you're offered unless you want to go to three colleges, and it's not every student that gets that amount. But it's a wonderful record, a testimony to the hard work and the excellence that these students have.
And in closing, I always give my participants on Speaking of Schools an opportunity to say anything that publicize anything that we have left out of our conversation. I'm sure there's a great deal we've left out because there's so much going on, but is there anything of particular importance that we have neglected to let listeners know about?
Well, rather than a specific thing about the Governor's School, Doug, I'd like to put a little period at the end of my career at the Governor's School and say that to my way of thinking, the proper vision for education in South Carolina is that we want to allow and insist that every student has the capability and the challenge to be the absolute best that they possibly can be. We can do that. We must do that. Our state needs these young people, and our young people need this challenge, and they need the opportunities that will come from meeting that challenge. So as General Assembly grapples with court decisions and full funding and all of those things this year, let's keep that vision in mind. Every student challenged, every student making the best of the opportunities available to him or her.
Sage advice from one of South Carolina's premier educators, Dr. Murray Brockman, president of the South Carolina Governor's School for Science and Mathematics. And I would be remiss once again if I didn't close by saying that it has certainly been a pleasure having the opportunity to talk with you each year. And as I have talked with you each year, it seems like every year there's two or three things that are new. Once again, a tribute to you and those that you are leading there at the Governor's School and making it just a premier institution that is available for all students in South Carolina.
Doug, it's always a tremendous pleasure talking with you and tapping into your knowledge and enthusiasm and support for education in South Carolina.
I look forward to talking to your successor, and I've got from now until next year to practice pronouncing his name. So we'll work on that and look forward to keeping folks informed about the wonderful things happening at South Carolina's Governor's School for Science and Math. Thanks, Murray.
Thanks, Doug. Take care.
Our good friend Murray Brockman, Dr. Brockman, president of South Carolina's Governor's School for Science and Mathematics, at least until about the middle of April, when Dr. Hector Flores will be coming into the Hartsville area and assuming the reins there at this very fine public high school. It's been a pleasure talking with Dr. Brockman for the years that he has been there as president, and of course a pleasure having him on board today to talk about many of the programs which exist there Once again, I can't emphasize enough the need to go to the Governor's School website, scgssm.org. Tremendous website, a lot of information about a wonderful resource in public education in the Palmetto State. And speaking of schools, is a weekly presentation of South Carolina's Department of Education, and we invite you to join us again next week. We'll have another Speaking of Schools podcast for you at that time. Join us again next week when we'll be speaking of schools.